Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 21, verses 20 to 22. Peter turned around and saw behind him the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." Having received his commission from Jesus to care for his sheep and being given an insight into his future, Peter then became curious about others. He asked about how it was going to be for the disciple whom Jesus loved, who we assume to be John. Jesus' response was sharp and definite. Effectively, Jesus was saying, "Mind your own business." It was nothing to do with Peter. All he needed to know was that he was called to follow Jesus. Let's face it, we're all curious about the people around us. We'd be fascinated to know what their future will be. But Jesus' words remind us that our responsibility is for ourselves. We don't need to know what will happen to other people. That's in God's hands. As John drew his gospel to a close, he wanted his readers to know that their greatest need was for each one of them to keep their eyes fixed on following Jesus. In our busy, noisy world, we face endless demands on our time and attention, and it's very easy for us to lose our focus on following Jesus. We can so easily get distracted by things that are not bad in themselves, but which lure us away from giving first place to Jesus. We need to work hard to ensure that we are tuned in to his voice. When I lived in India, a key moment in my day was when I listened to the news on BBC World Service. The task of tuning in our old radio sounds simple enough, but it never was. I often had to work for some minutes to get a proper signal. We need that kind of determination to keep our focus on listening to Jesus and following in his ways. So let me ask you a question. What do you need to do to guard against becoming distracted from following Jesus? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us always to make following you the priority of our lives. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.